Do you, as a leader, inspire initiative on your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we want to talk about how you, as a leader, can inspire the team members to have the initiative and take ownership and responsibility for making improvements in your department. It's very tempting as a leader to say, "I wish my team would take greater initiative." But what if you, as the leader, are sending exactly the opposite signals that you'd like to send, and that actually shuts down the sense of initiative that your team has? So, as usual, I've got a few tips for you to inspire greater initiative on your team. The first tip is avoid dismissing their ideas. To ask people for their ideas and then not pay attention or implement them is just going to cause people to not want to bring them up anymore. And if the leader criticizes too much, the person's just going to give up even trying. And that, of course, feeds on itself and initiative levels will drop further. So, if you as a leader have someone come up to you and bring you an idea, rather than dismissing it outright, why not give it some consideration, listen and learn more, ask some questions. And if you're too busy to really consider the idea at that moment, then tell the person that you'd like them to bring that up to you maybe later in the day or in a couple of days once the current level of busyness subsides a bit. Again, by not dismissing the ideas, you'll get your employees to want to bring you more of them. Tip number two, put their ideas into action. This seems like a no-brainer. If they're going to give you ideas, you want to actually get some of those ideas into action so that they can start to see the results and so can you. But if all they are ideas that they say, "I'll leave it with you," or "leave it with me" as the leader, and then you never put them into action, that becomes a demotivator to the team. Even if you're not absolutely sure that the idea is going to work 100%, as long as it has a reasonable chance of success, why not at least experiment with it, give it a try, and see how it works. The third tip is let them shine. If somebody gives you an idea, takes the initiative to bring something forward, and you actually implement it, and it works great, then it's important to give the team member all the glory. Nothing irks people more than when their boss takes credit for their great work. So as the leader, you want to let them shine. And by doing those things, of course, that will inspire greater initiative on your team. As with most things as a leader, what you do affects how your team acts. And so when you're not happy with how they're acting or behaving, you've got to look in the mirror first. And when you do look in that mirror, you might decide that you need some additional training and development to become the best leader you can be. And of course, you can do that by having us in on site to do training or through our new virtual training studio delivered virtually right to your desktop, or maybe you just need to access some of our on-demand tools and resources that we have on our website. You can find out all that and even reach out to us and start a conversation at uniquedevelopment.com. And why not hook in with other leaders who have a constructive mindset on one of the many social media channels that we are on. No matter what it takes for you to be a great leader, I look forward to being your partner in performance.